This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's White House on Thursday sought to convey that all was well in the battle against the coronavirus, even as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases per day in the U.S. climbed to an all-time high of more than 50,000 on Thursday. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
America's economy is coming back much stronger than ever anticipated.
But economists warn the job market recovery may already be slowing. The coronavirus infection curve is going up in 40 of 50 states, and a new round of closings is leading to more layoffs. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the president shouldn't be celebrating.
We're still down nearly 15 million jobs, and the pandemic is getting worse, not better.
Johns Hopkins University's running tally shows the number of confirmed infections per day in the U.S. has more than doubled over the past month. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Congressional leaders on Thursday received a briefing from intelligence experts on Russian bounties offered to the Taliban to kill Americans. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was briefed on assessments Russia offered bounties to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
I believe that the president is not close to tough enough on Vladimir Putin.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded to the White House insistence President Trump wasn't briefed because the assessments weren't verified.
The White House put on a con that if you don't have 100% consensus on intelligence, that it shouldn't rise to a certain level.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says this was handled incredibly well.
We took this seriously. We handled it appropriately.
President Trump has called news reports a hoax. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more on our website. This is VOA News. The FBI says British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell has been arrested in New Hampshire amid accusations she helped American financier Jeffrey Epstein procure underage sex partners. AP's Margie Zaralletta reports.
An indictment against Ghislaine Maxwell says she facilitated Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of girls under the age of 18 by helping him recruit and groom them. She also faces two counts of perjury. Several women have accused Maxwell of recruiting them to give Epstein massages during which they were pressured into sex. Maxwell's attorneys did not return requests for comment. She has previously denied any wrongdoing. Maxwell lived and traveled with Epstein for years. Epstein killed himself in a federal detention center in New York last summer while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
A fire and an explosion struck a building above an underground nuclear enrichment facility in Iran Thursday. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The site has been identified by U.S.-based analysts as a new centrifuge production plant. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization downplayed the fire, calling it an incident that only affected what they described as an under-construction shed. However, Iranian nuclear chief Ali Akbar Salehi rushed after the fire to Natanz, which has been targeted in sabotage campaigns in the past. A photograph later released by the Atomic Energy Agency showed a brick building with scorch marks and its roof apparently destroyed. I'm Karen Chamas.
Scores of people were killed in a landslide at a jade mine in northern Myanmar, with more feared dead, as Emer McCarthy reports. It happened after a heap of mining waste collapsed into a lake, triggering a wave of mud and water that buried many workers.
The miners were collecting stones in the Pakant area of Kachin State when the muddy wave crashed onto them after heavy rain, the fire service department said in a Facebook post. Video obtained by Reuters shows body bags lined up as people wait to identify the dead. Deadly landslides and other accidents are common in the poorly regulated mines of Pakant, which draw poor workers from across the country. About 100 people were killed in a collapse in 2015, which strengthened calls to regulate the industry.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Federal health officials are recommending but not requiring that airlines limit seating to promote social distancing. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The federal departments of health, transportation, and homeland security have issued guidelines for virus containment during air travel. They're asking airlines to leave some empty seats and recommending travelers wear masks, but they refuse to make these mandates. American and United Airlines have announced they're no longer leaving middle seats empty for social distancing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Reporting by remote.